I read this song, I was like 25, I think. This is for my mother. I didn't know my mother. So when I was 15 years old, I started asking around who was my mother, because I didn't understand what was going on in my house. So they told me then your mother passed away, because by that time my father said he was protecting me. If I know then my mother passed away, maybe something gonna happen. And I just said, well, what I can do? And from 15 to 25, I was just wondering what I can do for my mother. I cannot buy anything for her anyway. She's gone. And I decided one morning that I'm going to write a song for my mother. And every time I sing that song, I really try to think really about my mother. If she was alive, what's going to happen to me? Did I'm going to be here with you? Did I still back home? Or if she's going to come here with me? I don't know. So this is a song for my mother. And when I sing that song, I always say it's for every mother in the world. If you feel that, I'm really happy. If you don't, that's okay too. Okay? Mama e na no banga tonsa no elenga moina o mo bembo ba e ke ba e zonga e mumwa wa ke bo bele na koki amba iye na ni zenga wo iye na koki ananza iye Mama e na no banga tonsa no elenga moina o mo bembo ba e ke ba e zonga e Mumwa wa ke bubele, na koki amba iye, na nizenga uye, na koki ananza iye. Mama, na ke nizenga e, womambo kama kime, na mbiyozi e. Mama, okenga nilo banga e, Mandela Makine Nambio Banabato Mama Banyan and Yangwa Motoe O Keke Niba Cooking Day Nana Ikala Ode Mama Nano Kiamba Nani Tinga Nako Kiana Zai Mama na keni zenga e o mandela makime na mbiyozi e Mama o kenga nilo banga e o bizibabi kime na mbiyozi e Bana banto mama e banye na nyangwa moto Oh, keke ni bako kinge, gana ikala uzei mama, nako kiyama iye, nani zenga uye, nako kiyananza iye. Mama, nake ni zenga e, umanzela makine, nandiyo liye. Mama, okengani lo banga e, o bizi babi kime, nambi yodi.
Thank you.
This is the last one. It's from Congolese folklore, from the Mboshi people. It's a welcome song. Yeah. Each time when somebody comes, they sing that song for that person. So the one who never come to Augusta, you welcome to come because it's a lot of fun. Believe me, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy myself every time I come here because I meet so many people and I have so many friends. I don't even think that it looks like I'm in Africa here in Augusta because everybody, you wake up in the morning, hi, how are you? They ask you how you spend your night, did you okay? I was like, I'm really in Africa here. Thank you, Augusta. That's pretty good. Yeah. So, awo le yambo biya e, wo le yamba, le yambo biya. That's your part. Le yambo biya, come on. Oh, good. Le yambo biya. Good. Awo le yambo biya e, wo le yamba. Le yambo biya. Awo le yambo biya e, wo le yamba. Le yambo biya e. Akange kori e le yambo biya e, wo le yamba. Le yambo biya. Akange kori e le yambo biya e, wo le yamba. Le yambo biya. Obina tenge mina kele mama, le kula bana bina pasi ya ya. Le yambo biya, wo le yambo biya e. Le yambo biya, wo le yambo biya. Ah wo le yambo biya e, wo le yamba. Ah wo le yambo biya e, wo le yamba. Akange kori e le yambo biya e, wo le yamba. Le yambo biya. Akange kori e le yambo biya e.
Biba Baenye. Okay, we got a really big set change here, so I'm armed with a joke that we can blame on Greg Gertzner. A father and son are visiting Davis and Elkins College. You know, they're making the rounds to see all the colleges and check them out for the son. And the father's saying to the son, now look, this is a really good school. A lot of smart people go here. So you want to make a good impression. And you want people to think you're intelligent. So there's two words that you've got to just cut out of your vocabulary, and you've got to remember not to say them. He says the first word is gross, and the second word is awesome. And the son says, yeah, so what are the two words? Okay. I'd like to take a moment to have you all recognize and give your applause to all the hardworking people backstage and the sound crew. There are a lot of people making this concert happen. It's been a real pleasure to get to know the members of the next group that will be coming up. One of them, Shelley Posen, has been teaching shape note singing here, and has, you can imagine the sound that they're getting in the chapel. And he and I were talking backstage, and I kind of thought, could really do some, you could kind of spread out with shape notes. Like, what if there was a shape note, jazz shape note singing? You'd have to use more than just sol, fa, and la. And if Billie Holiday took Shelley Posen's shape note singing, jazz shape note singing class, it would sound like this. Oh boy.
So fa mi re do, so la fa so la, so fa mi re do.
But I am fresh out of singers. So if anybody's got other ideas over the next 24 hours, I'd like to. Oh, now. She's sacred. I'm sorry. But I think it would be interesting to hear her do madrigals. No. You go, girl. Okay, so they didn't tell me any more jokes, so I'm going to recite a poem for you. And this is a poem being told by a 4-year-old.
I have a little poem I want to recite for you. It's called The Horse by Sammy Cecil Sesamayo. The horse is an animal what's got 4 legs. One here. The Horse by Sammy Cecil Sesamayo. The horse is an animal what's got 4 legs. One here. Never mind. I know another one. The kangaroo. The kangaroo is an animal what's got 2 legs, one here and one here. Thank you very much.
Okay, the set change is done. Please welcome, I call them the kindest find, Ann Downey, Ian Robb, and Shelley Posen, but you know them as the finest kind.
Well, that was the most interesting introduction I've ever had, I must say. We'd like to start with a song that we traditionally start with, and really the reason we start with this song is to find out whether our voices are still working after 4 days of abuse.
Sure was fun, though.
As I walked out one midsummer's morning to view the fields and to take the air down by the banks of the sweet primroses, there I beheld a most wondrous fair. Oh, 3 long steps I stepped up to her, not knowing her. As she passed me by, I often are thinking to view her. She appeared to me just like some virtuous bride. I said, fair maid, where can you be a going? And what's the occasion of all your grief? I'll make you as happy as any lady if you will grant me one small relief. Stand up, stand up, you're a false deceiver. You're a false deceitful man, I know 'tis plain. 'Tis you that has caused my poor heart to wander, and to give me comfort is all in vain. Oh, I'll go down in some lonesome valley where no man on earth there shall me find, where the pretty little small birds do change their voices, and every moment blows blusterous wind. Come, O young men, let go a courting. Pray, pay attention to what I say. There is many a dark and a cloudy morning turns out to be a sunshiny day.
Well, thank you very much. It's really a real treat to be here. I've heard about this place for so many years, and now we're here, and it's just been a wonderful week. And the campers are the most wonderful part about the whole thing, I must say, and particularly the young ones. It's just great to see the kids out there. Yeah, right. We've had some great young singers.
30 years ago, when I was their age, I was at Fiddler's Green Coffee House in Toronto. And that's not Ottawa, that's Toronto. And
private joke.
That's a school in joke. And I heard Norma Waterson sing this song. Have Martin Carthy and Norma Waterson been here yet? Have they? Oh, great. Well.
I heard Norma sing this, and someone happened to have a tape recorder on, and about
25 years after that, I remembered it, and luckily I had it, and we decided to try it.
She does it in this gorgeous, slow, beautiful way that only Norma can do,
and so we decided to do it different. It's actually an American song. It's called Fond Affection.
Once I loved with fond affection, one whose heart was dear to me, but there came such grief and parting. Now he no longer talks to me. So go and leave me if you wish to. Do not let me cross your mind if you think I
is a night
of peaceful slumber. You have laid in sweet repose while a young girl lay broken hearted, listening to the wind.
Cross your mind if you think I prove unworthy. Go and leave me, I don't mind.
Here's it.
Things just a little bit slower tonight because we're just luxuriating in the sound. It's just so wonderful. It's terrific. Just in case I figure that you already know who Ann Downey is, but I'd like to introduce Ian Robb on the very right there.
Shelley Posey on my left.
I'm Shelley Posey.
We'd like to sing a little song now, which is an Irish song. It's got one of the world's most wonderful melodies, I think. It's a song about separated lovers. It's called As I Roved Out.
As I roved bright May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay. Oh, whom should I spy but my own true lover, as she sat under yon willow tree. I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her most courageously. When she turned around, well, the tears fell from her, saying, "False young man, you've deluded me. Love you went and broke them. carried the lassie that had the lamb, my love. It's that I'll rue till the day I die. When misfortune falls, sure no man can shun it. I was blindfolded, I'll ne'er deny. Now at night when I go to my bed of slumber, the thoughts of my true love run in my mind. When I turn around to embrace my brass I find, and I wish the queen would call home her army from the West Indies, American Spain, and every man to his wedded woman.
Fixing up the guitar here for me. This is from definitely a sublime to the ridiculous sort of a jump.
I just want to say about that song that that's the first time I've ever tried applied Anne Louise's teaching that I learned this week to my own singing, and it worked. It was great.
She's more than just a very, very funny woman. And a great singer.
She's not only funny, she is teaching us all marvelous things. It's quite wonderful.
He couldn't sing a note when he arrived here.
That's right. This has been very thorough, therapeutic week for me.
We won't be there long.
All right. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, you railway station. Oh, you Pullman train.
I'm going.
Here's my reservation for my destination, far beyond the western plain, to see my home in Pasadena. Bees hum melodies, and orange trees and the breeze. I want to be a home sweet homer. There I'll settle down beneath the palms in someone's arms in Pasadena town.
Soon I'll be on my merry way
in Pasadena
to that dreamland of yesterday. Mailman Island,
where grass is green,
my California to be,
where honeybees,
a
melody,
and orange trees,
they
scent the breeze, melodies.
I want to be
settled down in that happy town,
home sweet home,
with the mountains there all around, friendly people there to be found.
I'll settle down,
that's right, by my
beneath the palm, in someone's arms,
somebody's
in Pasadena town.
Oh, there'll be an aggregation waiting for me at the station. Pasadena town. All my life I've been a rover. Now it's time to think it over. I want to settle down.
Where honeybees and little bumblebees hum mellow,
syncopated melodies.
And orange trees will be swaying while the birds
are singing in the breeze. I want to be a happy home sweet homer. Never want to be a rover. Pasadena town.
There away from all the worry of the city's hurry, scurry. Every evening when
when the sun goes down the pond, honeymooners and someone's captivating fascinating song in Pasadena, Down. Hold me in aggregation, wait for me on stage.
To that dreamland of yesterday, tell the mailman I'm on the stage.
I want to settle down,
I want to settle down.
Where honeybees
and bumblebees,
on mellow sea,
and orange trees,
and orange trees, on the sand, while the birds on the sea,
and the breeze,
I want to be
happy on a dark, happy trip, with them out there all around.
Passing the town, there
away
from
all
the
worry,
when the sun goes down the
pond. Good time at a festival we recently played at up near Albany, New York, where they had, it's very nice when they have somebody signing at the side of the stage. He had fun on that one. That was really fun to watch him.
They're very clever people, those signers. They're really quite amazing. Well, Greg and Terry did a workshop or a series of classes on heroes and sheroes this week. And I just wanted to introduce you to one of my musical heroes, and that's Peter Bellamy. He's here on my t-shirt. Peter unfortunately died a few years ago, but left behind a legacy of inspiration to a lot of singers of English song. One of the big things that he did was put a very large body of Rudyard Kipling's words to music. And this is one of my favorite settings that Peter achieved. It's one of the more inspirational of Kipling's poems called A Pilgrim's Way. And the chorus on this, which we'd really love you to pile in on, is it goes, "The people, Lord, thy people are good enough for me."
Brought on my own head. Yes, am I right or error? Might
or just general average?
The people, Lord, thy people are good enough for me. And if they bore me over much, I will not shade my ears, recalling many thousand such that I have bored to tears. And if they labor to impress me, I will not doubt or scoff, since I myself have done no less, and have sometimes pulled it off. Yes, as we are, and we are not, and as we pretend to be, the people are thy people.
oftentimes it is. I will not cherish paint too long, for my hands are none to clean. And if they do me random good, I will not feign surprise, no more than those that I have cheered with wayside courtesies.
Yes, as we give
and as we take, whate'er our savings be, the people are the people.
Seriously considering going on the road with these two. We're going to call ourselves Finest Pie. One of the really nice things for me this week has been renewing old acquaintances with Greg and Terry. I've known them for years, but we very, very rarely see each other, and it's been great to spend a week with you guys.
It has.
Same here. Yep, so we're singing ourselves hoarse and having a wonderful time.
Not me, I took Ann Louise's class. After we signed on at Augusta, we went on a tour of California and, the West Coast. And everywhere we went, from Seattle to San Diego, people said,
San Diego.
You know what? You guys should go to a place called Augusta.
We know why.
We are delighted and honored to have been asked to come. We've had a wonderful time. We are having a wonderful time. And we've learned a lot. And we'd like to thank everybody here for... I mean, Canadians have a reputation for being polite and nice, but, boy, we have...
We blew that.
We have we have a lot to learn from you guys. Thank you very much. It's been quite wonderful being here.
Thanks so much, Margot and Flan. And
quite wonderful
everybody.
Is a Canadian way of saying, God, it's been terrible.
No bad.
This is an old Stanley Brothers song that we'd like you to join in with all of us on stage. I hope I got my prepositions right there. I've sung it twice on the porch, or I've heard it sung once, and I've sung it once myself on the porch two different nights, so I assume that a lot of you people know it. But for those of you who don't, the chorus goes, I want you sing, I wonder who. I sing, we'll sing, you still sing. All right, you know it. Oft I sing for my friend, as death's cold for my sea. When I reach my journey's end, who will sing for me?
Thank you. Good night.